Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. New you, you, you. That's a song that's being offered to connect with the real universes by Dwayne Hepner, founder of the new presentation, the wonderful worldwide educators. It's an opportunity to get real guidance and a real education so we can learn how to earn our way out of these psych realms, which are the physical and the astral and the causal and the mental and the etheric. And then if we are worthy, I guess we get to be escorted through the deep, dark border into the real universes where there's real freedom, not this implied freedom we have on Earth, and where there's real love, not this stuff we think is love, emotional stuff here on Earth. Today I'll read some of one of the new books that Dwayne has wrote. He goes by Dwayne the Great Writer, and the new books are available at lulu.com. Or you may be able to get them if you get a hold of www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com in the PDF form. This is new book 7 of the Adventurist series by Dwayne the Great Writer. Real experience and belief defined. Real experience is the actuality of personally experiencing something to start off with that is read or spoken about as an example. A person can read something such as an instruction book on how to fly, as this gives them the information to do so. But until the person actually flies, they do not have real experience. The ideas of belief, faith, and hope started off as good intentions, but have been glued to all sorts of things and ideas, as has the God idea. All of these things are fine, but they have nothing to do with real experience and the true reality life already is. Unless a person has experienced their God or Saviors firsthand, then they do not have real experience, but merely have a ghost of an idea, such as an emotional feeling about the good-sounding idea of it, about what so many people have been conditioned to. Because there are huge numbers of people having been bitterly conditioned for centuries into submission, those looking at the numbers feel that if all these people have agreed to a belief or faith, that it must be so. Those who take the time to truly investigate what the authoritarian systems have so cleverly devised know that what the masses look to is simply a slave trading device of support. Until a person has real experience with the real guides in the upper levels of life, they will be at the mercy of their one-dimensional literal senses on the earth. It does sound far out that God is a mystery, as this is because those who profess such gods know nothing about them, nor where they are, nor the whereabouts of their heavens. So, to keep people supporting the belief ghost, the religious and political officials shroud as much as they can into a marketing mystery, and the masses buy it. Real experience blows away the smoke and mirrors of officialness. Those who do have real experience will be thought of as weird because they are supposed to see things according to the written words of the authoritarians' doctrines. The control that is taking place on this world is so obvious, yet most people would rather believe in something they really never have experienced, as this seems to be so much easier to do than investigate the actuality of what has been so cleverly marketed to them. Have fun deciding. Not a social welfare program. Dwayne the Great Writer is not here to save anyone, as this is mainly a marketing ploy by the religious and political orders, as they have their own social programs to supposedly do such things. Realistically, each person must learn to save themselves, and with real guidance and a real education, it can be so. Of course, a huge psychological battle usually takes place within each person as they try and slip away from all the controlling factions on the earth and those that have been subconsciously planted in people, mainly without their consent and being aware of it happening. Just like the little bugs people distribute into computers. The dark lords who control the earth use tap lines to control others without their knowing it. All of this is science fiction, and this is the age we are living in. And it is just like those scary movies we have all seen since we were children, only now we are living in it. There will always be the masses, the herded cattle, the sheeple on any planet in deep, dark space. These people need their social welfare programs because they are too afraid to take on the real adventure of living. Of course, all of us need a means to aid at times. Of course, all of us need a means of aid at times, but not for lifetimes. What I am presenting is not about any kind of physical strength or support, but one of a true, real imagination that supersedes anything of a material and physical nature. Everything has been created here is from the lower imagination, not the true and real imagination, as is more than obviously demonstrated. Again, it takes real guidance and a real education with Rebazar Tars and the Golden Guides to accomplish something wonderful. What is taking place on the earth has not really changed as far as a true understanding is concerned. People have become very inventive, and some of it makes sense. But none of what is here is worth going into future unconscious lifetimes for, because the dark brats will never surrender to having a peaceful world here, because they love being number one and always in control. Peace and hope. Let's see, is this still working? Let me see where I was here. Where was I? Peace and hope have always been political and religious ploys. And for those who do have the courage to face their hidden fears, human history can be studied on the internet. Dwayne the Great Writer is the new wave now. Ancient wisdom is limited. The human race has many times perpetuated itself from the sayings and ideas of ancient wisdom. Almost everywhere we look, it is used for some type of marketing. Yet the prime essentials of it are overlooked. Even with the most ancient and looked to doctrines of the Holy Bible, ancient wisdom can be a step in the right direction, but it can also be misinterpreted in the literal sense as it has been for the longest of times. When the people of the Bible were around, they were also looking to ancient wisdom as they navigated on their own journeys. Yet, from all that has been written and said, the end result is what is taking place on the earth today. It can be so that many people like to adhere to the ideas of prophecy, but prophecy is merely the reality of cause and effect from free will. It may be a good story that the gods of man took care of all the bad guys in the past, but the governor lords have also learned not to meddle in human affairs because they take on the karma. So, even though the skies were once filled with lightning bolts in the biblical days, today what we see is the skies are chemtrails and colorful radiation from art. Until the humans on Earth learn to take the risk and explore past all they have come to know here, they will continue to be manipulated by those who want to keep them dumbed down and entertained with all the phenomena this world can produce. To sit and listen to pretty words is a start, like many of us did in Sunday school. But the whole of life has a lot more to it, but it will forever stay hidden from those who do not prepare themselves with this world and those which are possible to realize. The dark brats who rule the earth are the ones who are promoting all the benevolent ancient wisdom because they know the masses are more susceptible to pretty words than into having a real life. No one can escape their own destiny, no matter what they know and how skillful they become. The true reality life is, can only be what it is. All life is now. It is not about a good education or being smart or strong or beautiful. The true reality life is all about becoming more aware and perceiving the isness, far more so than the literal senses can accomplish. Have fun with this adventure. Universal Fantastic Overseers, the adventure. It is always time for something real and fun. As I am sitting at my computer and editing one of the new books, I suddenly see Ursa Lu appear on the screen. Hello, Dwayne. Guess what I have for us? She said in her sweet and rather seductive voice, How many guesses do I get? I asked as I smiled. You can take as long as you want, so take your time. I will be right here, she said, as she then came right into the room full size. I was then instantly standing beside her as I looked over the physical body sitting in the chair. This is so much better. I would rather not deal with that thing, I said, as the body suddenly began to type what I was saying. I will take care of your little man. He will do the writing while you and I are going on an even better real-life adventure than The Adventures of Reba Zartarz, she said as she put her arms around me and kissed me as though we were man and wife. I like this adventure already, I said. I have always decided that it is time for us to have some babies. I have also decided that it is time for us to have some babies, she said as she kissed me again. Wow, that would be fun. I like kids. Can we have it so they will always stay kids and never become boring adults? I asked as I laughed with her. I can do anything, and we will get to the babies later. I just wanted to let you know what would be coming in your future, she said. As she was kissing me on the face, I was looking at what the little Dwayne body was writing. This looks very interesting. Universal Fantastic Overseers. Okay, I give up. What is this? I asked. It is a new position, one in which those who are not having this real experience with us will have to learn to perceive, as all of this is straight from the All Is. I have been with Rebazar, and we have returned from the Is. Because of how insane things are getting on the earth, and that you still have this silly body here, the true reality wants you to make the most of it. And so, an adventure like no other has become so from the invisible universes. I know you are already seeing it as I am telling you, she said, as I could see it. Yes, it is coming very clear to me as I put my attention into it and take on this new position. You and I are to go directly to the All Is. As we will be shown the entire episode, the body will be writing for the politically and religiously dumbed down humans of Planet Zero, I said as I laughed real hard. I know, I laughed just as hard as I perceived the impression that the Earth is now Planet Zero with this adventure we will be having, she said as she laughed with me. I can see that we are into a dimensional shift with this new adventure, as it would appear that what we will be doing would be the same, or so it would seem. But then we are to assume a new role for all of us, I said as I looked at her and saw right into her wonderful being, which then revealed even more of what would be taking place. I can see that you see what I am seeing, she said. You just explained a lot, miss, I said as I kissed her. Let's make those babies right now, she said as she grabbed me. Ursa and I were suddenly floating in a vast and open sky like two dancers on the wind, as I will not go into detail here. She had always been such a part of me, and now we were one. After the longest romance, we finally stood still in all the openness. Then I suddenly knew we were in an expanded awareness and into the dimensional shift of this new adventure. There was now something wonderfully unseen, which can only be perceived and not at all described for those reading this and trying to figure out what I am referring to. To most, what Ursha and I will be sharing will be like a fantastic fantasy. And this then becomes part of the learning curve of what the new man is, the new wave, is presenting on the earth. Because we are now in what I am terming a dimensional shift, this new adventure will be defined according to those reading this material. But until one has real experiences like Ursha and I, they will not see the whole picture, but mainly a few specks of mental conviction, like those who follow a headmaster, and especially the poop of the Ratican faith. We are where I said we would be, Dwayne. You see it. I know you do. It is all new, she said, holding me as she smiled beautifully. Oh, this thing goes off every 10 minutes. And there, it's working again. Okay. I know, and of course, I see it as we are here now in it. It is so real, a true perception of being isness. It is all so now and everywhere, yet totally unseen from any description decided. This has been a cool way to shed all the lower bodies and be universally positioned. I will have to do some editing for the body and mind when I return, as I can see that it cannot fathom where we are, I said. Oh, we will proceed to the all is and meet our children, she said, as everything became a shower of huge, swirling, brilliant light from all the endless skies surrounding us. We were caught in a wondrous rapture of all aliveness. I could more than sense what a new and awesome position had exposed itself. It would be so within the mind and senses that a place like this could not be at all. Yet within the endless isness, there always has to be another position even greater than the one previously known. This is how the true reality is, and it must always be so. Here is the part that always escapes those on their journey who are trying to get past all the conceptualism of those holding others to a ground level. First off, they do not even have any idea that something really does exist beyond their own worshiping position. Then for them to even consider that there is so much more stretches their imagination too far, and they become overly afraid to leave the illegitimacy of their own captivity of criminally contrived agreements. In all that I have written, how many different ways do I have to explain how Planet Zero is a completely controlled prison planet? There never has been the least amount of any real freedom, nor will there ever be. And especially now with all that is taking place from the imperialistic elitists and their secret deals. We must keep penetrating this intense all reality until we reach a new position with the all is, was the impression from Lou. I could see what she was referring to. We were totally in sync with one another, as I perceived her exquisitively. We continued as though we were in motion, but actually without any. This is the awesome nature of the true reality, the all is, as it is not really about getting anywhere, but more so deciding to perceive what already is as an isness. According to the universal position, one decides. This is how reality is in these real universes. In the psych realms, it is a matter of moving from point to point. Something always takes place no matter what. And what usually does take place is something that has to be dealt with, which more than likely will keep one for even more lifetimes tied to the earth. Until a person wakes up to real guidance, the little imagination and mental stamina they have will not work for them with the whole of life. I was now even more so perceiving the overall of this new adventure. While I would still be on the earth with a body, the humans would have one final chance to pay attention to something real, as life itself was becoming far too fast past what it has always been. Just the small amount of time between when Paul left the earth until I first took on the new wave is the rod of power now has been a huge leap and far too much for most of those who seem to think they know about life from all the pretty words of business takeovers such as Gerald of the Crony Corporation. I could now see the huge role the old timers of old rhymes would once again portray, as they were now so much deeper into what was taking place with the dark brats. Fear-based threats are what keep the pompous puppets such as religious regulators and political pimps in line with their controlling their sections of herded humans. On the glazy surface, Gerald in the flesh was still so emotionally loved, and his true intent unseen. And to all those tied to him was an unyielding force within his self-made kingdom, and especially with Crony, to make sure that all their followers were to obey them from an unrecognizable, unconscious level, even with all the world upheavals in motion. Gerald and Crony were merely little pawns, like so many others in the bigger distortion of what the imperialists have been doing for eons. It was ever more so becoming also clear to me as this secret universe was revealing itself, and a great adventure that I had the opportunity to take part in. Of course, it would only take place and be possible if I directly decided to go for it, which I already have. I now knew what universal fantastic overseers meant. UFO for short. I am not going to fully explain this part right now as to what it means, but I will lay hints out along the way as I am providing all the knowledge of the new episode with Ursa Lu. This new book now becomes one of the most important ones of all. Free will always determines the outcome of what is decided with any of us. And so to overcome all the set into place obstacles created by the dark brats, a huge courage must be focused on and properly understood. I have been laying out the formula of real courage for the longest time, but still most who have read one of the new books continues to hesitate and stay rather bedridden. It truly takes a huge dedication and focus to accomplish real freedom, so much more than just reading and waiting. A short while ago, I was speaking with one of the new students, as he was still with the Crony Corp, and he told me that they offered him a higher initiation. He asked me about the initiations. and remarked upon the fact that I do not do such things, as this is so true. I have not created a spiritual path or any form of doctrine pertaining to what exists on the earth. My real position is one of real freedom, not old reworked drudgery like those who are more interested in a spiritual business. Again, the all is always new, not old and outdated like the many spiritual paths and teachings who worship the Kalam God. In this new nowness, Rebas Artars and the Golden Guides are real with UP, Universal Positioning, which is where one decides their true position and then develops themselves to stand in it. As Rebas Artars and the Golden Guides stand in, the new wave is the Rod of Power now. He also asked me the difference between Sewell, yes, Sewell, Travia, yes, Travia, and Universal Positioning. Sewell Travia is contained in the psych realms, like that of Astron Projectile and Remote Viewing, Being. And even Pedor Zask pointed this out. Gerald and especially Crony control the soul of each of their followers, and most of them cannot get past the Astron world, the first heaven of humans. Here again is where multitudes of sheeple have given their lower bodies and even their adventure and intent to someone else. The earthly corporations have bundled everything up for the sheeple to just join something and all is instantly fixed and fine. In this way, the humanoids can continue their pursuit of happiness through all their little outer projected thrills until the imperialistic authoritarians have total control of their soul and own everything they have. Even the people I have taught for 20 years, when I first took on the real position with the is, are still waiting for me to decide for them what they should do with their lives. This is why in so many of the episodes of the True Completeness course, I put the question to the new students and the new leaders, what will you do? It is not my place to say or tell anyone what their life should be because of their free will. The Adventure Is series provides so much wonderful knowledge, and nowhere do I write about attending classes and seminars and waiting for a colored slip from a corporate assistant handing out initiations to keep their followers captive. A real life is the great adventure and nothing less. So many of us have already gone through the elementary positions we once decided upon. And so if things are to stay the same according to the age of something and all the phenomena of tradition attached, then there really is a place for everyone, but not for me, as I live in the endless skies of the all is. I can see that you are very into this, Dwayne, said Lou, as I sensed her lovely humor. As usual, oh, just a minute. Okay. As usual, I felt as though I had to get a few things out of the way before we went on. I said, most certainly people have to be reminded with their journey through life that nothing stands still, and for those who are not paying attention to the real guidance we are offering, then there is always a place for them with their unconscious wandering about on the rock world in lonely time and space. She so romantically said, excellent as always, Miss Beautiful, I said as we continued. Then it began to appear. Each time I am in the presence of the true reality, it is always new. It is as though I had never before been here. It is as though I had never before been here. And yet it is so definitely so that I have always been right here. This is the true amazingness of the all is. It is a total questionableness, all its own without ever asking. And this is a good definition for the reason those in the lower bodies do not seek this true reality, but look to everything else for their decided salvation. Therefore, it being so, there always exists with some a seemingly congenial separation to what is real now. This in itself is not anything that is relatable with the lower parts of one, and that is not the real you. And that is not the real you, as it is always with the true reality, whether recognized or not. All life is pure awareness and must be decided continuation of becoming more aware. This is so proven by the real position with the all is. The real intent of the heart must be so focused on the pureness of this isness, as it will then appear to those as it knows all. There was once again nothing to see, as all could only be perceived now. I could sense Ursa with me, like that of all the surroundings of pure light. Then I suddenly perceived Rebazar with us, as he was accompanied by oceans of golden guide. I stood motionless with my position from the is. It appeared to be a great distance, yet so very close, like a huge sun in the afternoon sky. I began to receive an impression in the light from Lu. Our children are coming, Du. As I expected to be surprised, I suddenly was. As the expectation became so, one by one there appeared to be, until there were four beautiful girls as radiant beings who came from the is. They were so perfectly formed with all the brilliant light about them. A great joy like nothing of the earth came right through me as I felt so alive with being a part of all of this. Ursa came very close until we were as one. It was the combination of us which had become so, and from this so did our new children. Then Rebazar appeared next to the four radiant girls. They had then matured, but were still the young innocents life is. He began to orchestrate something awesome. I instantly knew what he was doing, as everything here is always now and real, as it cannot be anything else. There was now becoming so a wondrous hidden side of the is for Lu and I. I could see and perceive it, and now I would be so. Beyond the defined position of the real guides is the unseenness of the golden guide. The golden guides are the unbelievable extension of something so vast that their very presence is never really experienced or felt in any lower sense. And so now was the movement for a special challenge, a last effort for so many on the round world that are facing a definite doom from all the conspiring imperialists. I could foretell a great journey into human history and then into the present moment, as this would once again provide an excellent comparison as a last-minute effort to waken some of the multitudes who seem to be enjoying their sleep in the dark kingdoms of the influence. Rebazar sent an impression for Ursa and I to be where he is, and so we were. There became an instant recognition, as Lou and I had become so with all the golden guides. You are now, was the impression from Lou. And you are now, you Rish Ha, you, was my impression to her. We were at one with the allness that is. There is the real position you have always wanted, do, to be like a real Green Lantern, she said, as we were ominous beings of light. I will now provide a little more explanation as to what is taking place. From the human mind and body, just because a person can think and do what they choose, they feel there are no limits to themselves as to what they can consider from what they have come to know while residing on the earth. But of course, this idea is from a person with no real guidance, no real education, and no real experiences. In the make-believe worlds of human invention, there are almost endless possibilities with all the scattered about material stuff, and there are even more possibilities in the real universes, beyond any limitations and restriction of anything of a material nature. But for one to properly understand and eventually perceive reality, a person must start with what they can imagine to be something more than what they can sense in the material realm. A real education never stops, and by this I mean something unseen, and not that which is seen with the senses and felt with the body, but one does have the opportunity to intuitively become more aware of the preciousness of something unseen. In the physical sense, Green Lantern does not exist, yet by the very fact that he can be imagined makes it so that he does. If he were not possible, then one could not imagine him at all. So now we have taken a step towards something else, which for the most part has been mentally categorized as science fiction and fantasy, basically something that the mind can play with, but has no basis in what is considered factual according to the modern world and all the authorities who have taken control of almost everyone. A truth on any level is the imagination and assumptionness a person can produce for themselves, as it is a vital part of one's survival within life. The stagnation of a person and their lifetime spent trying to awaken to a greater position in life is the foremost hindrance of themselves as they allow limitations to precede actual experience. To have real experience, one needs real guidance to help peel back all the layers of distorted assumptions and lifetimes of strange decidedness. Then the real light of life seeps in and the person becomes more aware. As a seed is planted in the ground, it would seem as though it will never reveal itself, but it usually does. And so it is with what each of us decides, but it may take lifetimes and even eons to become apparent. And by the very fact of certain things taking longer than others, and because of how each person forgets from lifetime to lifetime, when the result of what has been decided from an unknown past finally does appear, the person who created the event usually does not recognize their own creation. And so, this is the position of most humans, as they all seem to agree to their own short-sightedness, simply because most people will not take the time to investigate what lies beyond the standards set by others. Those who already profess they do not know what lies beyond, yet they so confirm that nothing can exist beyond what has been decided with their mind and senses. Humans are constantly trying to make sense of senseless life of not achieving beyond their everyday set-in lifestyle. So the reality of Green Lantern is real, but it all depends upon being in a real position and not about what a person will assume from the little experiences they have had from all they can remember. If a person cannot succeed beyond their past, then they are held to it, and there becomes no greater position for them. Time and space become the same way as one way to view these two. Only a decided position is real, as one would decide to become a doctor and then go through what it takes to become one. And of course, there are many types of doctors and many ways in which to become one. Here again is whatever is determined to be so with what has been created and decided upon. The limitations and creations dealing with some sort of accomplishment in the psych realms is nothing compared to the reality of the real universes where everything is possible no matter what is decided upon. And so it is that I cannot prove this, just as one cannot hold the rays of the sun in their hand. On the earth, what I am referring to would be termed as some type of philosophy, as an easy category to go by. Others would say that it is transcendental, mystical, or even evil and of an occult nature. Here again is proof of very few people having any real experiences to compare with what I am presenting. So most people really have no idea as to what I am experiencing and providing as a real benefit to everyone. The Planet Zero belief systems are actually the fermented cults and purposely propagandized plagues that have been created by an unseen sinister bunch. They have held their domination through brutal force from their intimidating past, which in today's world is the overly structured business world of bureaucratic agency. With all this being said so far, and there will be a lot more as this new adventure continues, you as the reader will have a better idea of who Reba's Artars and the Golden Guides are and what they are capable of. That was some of New Book 7 of the Adventure Is series by Dwayne the Great Writer. There are projects that everyone can become involved with. If you're interested, I'm not trying to influence or convince anybody of anything. It's up to you to make your own decisions. Check out www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. See ya.